Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The man who unsuccessfully challenged Alaska State Representative David Eastman's eligibility to hold office over Eastman's membership in the far-right Oath Keepers group does not plan to file an appeal. In a court filing Tuesday, Gorgine Dungan, an attorney for Randall Kulwacki, said he does not intend to appeal the decision from Superior Court Judge Jack McKenna that found Eastman, a Wasilla Republican, is not disqualified from holding office. McKenna had stated his order pending a possible appeal. Kulwacki was among the individuals who filed challenges last year to Eastman's candidacy with the State Division of Elections. The agency had determined that Eastman was eligible to run for a re-election, and Kulwacki sued. His attorneys argued that the division failed to investigate Eastman's eligibility under the so-called disloyalty clause of the state constitution. Last month, McKenna found that while Eastman is a member of the Oath Keepers, he does not and did not possess specific intent to further the Oath Keepers' words or actions aimed at overthrowing the United States government. Dungan said in an interview with the Associated Press that McKenna's decision came down to finding about Eastman's intent, which he said would be very difficult or impossible to get overturned on appeal. Dungan said Kulwacki's side was also mindful that nationwide, only a small number of cases have been filed challenging eligibility to serve in office related to the January 6, 2021 insurrection, and we didn't want to create that law or make it difficult for future challenges. Kulwacki's lawsuit pointed to a provision of the Alaska Constitution that states that no one who advocates or aids or belongs to any party or organization or association which advocates the overthrow by force or violence of the government of the United States or of the state shall be qualified to hold public office. The Division of Elections, which was the defendant in the case, was still evaluating how it will respond to the decision. More at RadioKenai.com. Seward police arrested a man after he drove his Chevrolet pickup truck into Resurrection Bay while his three daughters and a loaded rifle were in the vehicle, according to Alaska's news source. According to an affidavit filed by the Seward police, 44-year-old Cash Christensen was charged with three counts of third-degree assault and two counts of third-degree misconduct involving a weapons on January 1, 2023, after he submerged his vehicle near the Mariners Memorial at the small boat harbor in Seward on December 30, 2022. Police wrote that they received the initial report of the vehicle had gone into the bay at 8:17 p.m. on December 30th. James Godoba arrived on the scene and helped Cash and his three daughters get out of the sinking vehicle, police wrote. Godoba went to Subway to call the police after helping Cash and his daughters out of the vehicle and onto dry land. Police wrote the vehicle had driven through a large hard-packed snow berm and a concrete post to get to the waters of Resurrection Bay. In an interview with the Seward police conducted at Christensen's home later on December 30th, he told police that he had attempted to stop the vehicle, which suffered a mechanical issue. He also said that he had a Uzi rifle in the truck loaded with 25-round magazine. The vehicle was removed from the water on December 31st at 3 p.m., according to the affidavit. Police wrote that the rifle was in plain view in between the front seats and that the witnesses who were at the small boat harbor when Christensen's truck went into the water said the vehicle accelerated to somewhere between 30 to 40 miles per hour before entering the water. Witnesses told police that the brakes were never utilized and that they heard the engine rev before going to the water. Then on January 1st at 12 p.m., a family member of Cash Christensen called Seward police to say that they were safely watching over Christensen's three daughters. Cash had admitted to his grandmother that he had been doing Brody's in the parking lot of the small boat harbor when he went into the water, police wrote. When reached by police on January 1st, Christensen told Seward police that it was an accident but refused to explain how. He also refused to go to the Seward Police Department to speak in person or provide his location. Alaska State Troopers reported at 3:12 p.m. on January 1st that Christensen had been taken into custody. Online court records show that Christensen was arraigned at the Kenai Courthouse. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.